practice makes perfect. Learn Minecraft.
Should you delete your art Instagram? Here's the raw truth. So you've spent years like growing your art account on Instagram, but now it's just exhausting and depressing and feels a little bit pointless. But should you just delete it? So for context, I've been sharing my art on Instagram for around 8 years now, and I have 35,000 followers. But something has changed lately, and I'm just not happy with it anymore. So here's what's really going on, why so many artists are asking this right now, and what I'm going to do instead as an artist who wants to grow again on Instagram. I love this platform. Well, I feel like I used to love this platform. Back in the day when it was just pictures, I really, really enjoyed posting and sharing my work and talking to my followers. It felt like it fed me in a way that it definitely doesn't now. So why are artists even considering deleting their Instagram account? I guess the main thing would be like burnout and exhaustion. There's like this constant pressure to perform for the algorithm, like use this trending sound and use this trending, title and this trending dance move or something like that. And I feel like it's constantly making you, you know, feel like a dancing monkey. And when all you want to do is just show off your art. And then you're expected to also post like every type of format that they offer. So like when you're looking up, you know, how to do well on Instagram, it's like you should be doing carousels and reels and stories and videos. It's like, well, that's quite a lot to be able to like have to do. Like mainly I really just like posting pictures or reels and then a story here and there to just talk about, you know, what's happening in my day. It's so hard to think of how to do all of those things, especially if they want you to post multiple times a day. Like that's exhausting, that's a lot of work. And I also hate feeling like I have to be an entertainer just to share my work. Like we should be able to just show our artwork, show how good we are as artists, and make people feel inspired and excited about our work rather than try and figure out a trending audio that goes with our latest piece. Not to mention that when you do finally post and figure out what you want to post, not many people see it. Like, so all the followers that you have spent so many years earning, they just don't even see your stuff anymore. Like, how does 35,000 followers translate to only sometimes 300 views? It's just crazy. So it does feel like there's this massive disconnection from our art because we spend so much more time trying to make content about our art than actually making the art itself. Like how many times have you felt like you just don't know what you should be recording or what angle you need to record? And then there's the editing process too of like trying to compile these beautiful movie making videos or even just like shuffle everything together to try and figure out how you should show off this new artwork that you've just spent hours creating. It's just a lot to do and it's draining, and I'm sure you felt this way as well, because I just feel like I just want to do my drawing, enjoy my artwork without having to worry about all of these different trends and analytics that seem to keep changing as well. And have you ever felt that when you do finally manage to make something go viral or it gets a lot more views than normal, this seems to attract the wrong kind of people? So you're not actually building the right kind of audience in the first place, like a collector base that enjoys your art. They're just enjoying, I guess, the latest viral sound that you've used in order to find those viewers. So I do feel like it's so much harder to build a community that wants to buy your work and for you to warm up and be able to sell your work too. So what's actually happening to Instagram? So the feed is based on interests rather than who is following you. And this means that when you create your content, it has to be based on a niche or like an interest, which is so much more important than followers. So Instagram shows your post to like a tiny test group first, and if they don't react or don't do anything with it, it doesn't get shown anywhere else. So you could have like 50,000 followers and still reach no one if nobody reacts to your content. So basically, follower count is now mostly irrelevant. It's just all about that one individual post that you do. So every time you post, it's looking at it like a new post rather than the accumulation of posts that you've done, which is why one can go viral and the rest just have 100 views. So really try and think about that the next time you post. And Instagram is basically trying to copy TikTok, but in a bad way. So it's trying to do like entertaining and shareable, fast-paced content to keep eyeballs and people using the app. But that just means that thoughtful and slow art content just isn't getting as much interest. The platform just isn't built for painters or illustrators anymore. It's built for the performers or the high volume spam accounts that farm lots and lots of views. So organic reach is also dying rapidly. That's just because Instagram makes its money from ads. They want big businesses to pay for the views, which means that small creators like us feel abandoned and ignored. And AI and fake content just creates more scams and more AI-generated accounts, and it's just so much harder to stand out and break through the noise. So should you delete your account? Well, not necessarily, because if Instagram is somewhere that you've built an audience and you actually enjoy posting, then you don't need to jump ship quite yet. But you should, at the very least, change the way that you use it to take more of the control back. So here are a few healthier ways that you can use Instagram as an artist. So firstly, you can use it like a portfolio. You can pin your best work to the top and repost some of those top pieces every few months, the ones that got you the most views or the most engagement. You can keep your grid nice and clean and only show your best work. Don't post things that are just meaningless or aren't really relevant to what your overall portfolio is trying to achieve. Think of it like a digital business card, so you can even show it at events or send people to your Instagram account and be like, look, this is all my artwork, this is what I do and this is what I create. And keep posting on theme and have aesthetically pleasing and coherent content. So don't just start posting random stuff that has nothing to do with your art or your theme or how you want your overall content to actually feel to anyone that's new and sees your artwork for the first time or sees your account for the first time. You can also start making it really social again. So unfollow all those big accounts that you feel like really drain you or make you feel bad about yourself, and only follow people that you actually know or that you want to meet. Because especially local artists and galleries, it would be really fun to start following them on social media, speaking to them, DMing them, replying to any of their posts, and then get to go and meet them in real life. Like, that's a great way to use social media in this respect. Share your shows and comment on other artists' work and post studio visits as well. Like, really collaborate with other artists. If you do eventually go and visit an artist that you follow on Instagram, you can do collaborative posts and post about each other's meeting each other and showing off their studio and their work and the fact that you've went and met this artist. It really will help you like build real world relationships that you can then put work into outside of Instagram. It's also healthy not to chase growth. So put your focus more on the building a true audience rather than bigger numbers, because you only need a handful of collectors or people that love your artwork to actually have a sustainable art career and speak directly and authentically to your people. So whenever people do comment on your art, really thank them, ask them questions, like actually speak to people who interact with your posts. So instead of deleting your Instagram account, this is what you can do instead. So start by diversifying your online presence. So use Instagram as a tool rather than it being your whole world. So go and try out other platforms rather than focusing just on Instagram all the time. So you can build your own space that only you control, such as an email list. If people give you their email addresses, then you have control over that person's what they see. You can send them emails about your artwork, knowing that they're definitely going to see it over someone when you're just posting and hoping that they see it. They'll get an email in their inbox. You can make your own website and drive traffic to your website so people see your artwork, they see what you're about, they can easily like buy stuff, which you know is quite hard to do on Instagram. And you can create a Patreon or a paid group. That's so much more fun. You can really share your world with people and people will be happy to pay to be a part of your world. It's also such a good idea to start exploring new platforms, such as YouTube, which is so great for longer and deeper content, perfect for artists. It's way more stable, you can have a better discovery because it's basically a search engine, and it's evergreen content, so you can be found again and again, years after creating the posts. And it gets monetized, which is fantastic. So all of that hard work that you put into creating videos will always be there and always discoverable by your target audience. TikTok is another great one because if you do actually enjoy doing videos and casual sharing, then there's still organic growth there, especially live streaming and shopping too. Live streaming is so great on TikTok because you get to be found by new people all the time just by going live. You don't even have to post on TikTok to grow your following. If you turn up, people will find you through your lives. You get to chat to them, you get to learn about what they like about your artwork, they get to learn more about you, and you don't have to do any editing. So the same goes for Twitch or any other live streaming platforms. No editing, you just show up and draw and paint and chat. And definitely don't ignore Facebook because it's still really good, especially for engagement and building a community. Because it's got a very engaged core audience that are a bit older and appreciate simple posts and good art. So here are my final thoughts. You don't need to just rush to delete your account, but you do need to rethink how you're using it. Make sure you're creating posts that make you excited about sharing your artwork and share it how you want as well. Don't think about reels or carousels or pictures or all the different formats. Do what you want to do. That will protect your energy, keep your mentality in place, and it will keep you in love with creating and sharing your art. Use Instagram, don't let it use you. So I'm curious to know, if you didn't feel any pressure to grow on Instagram, what would you actually want to post on there? Let me know in the comments below. If you've enjoyed listening, remember you can watch this podcast with video and no ads at learnmycraft.com, where you'll also find animal art practice journals, books, and tutorials to get you started. Hit subscribe and follow the podcast, and we'll see you next time.